I'm Tosh, I'm an alcoholic.
And I'm Tim, I'm an alcoholic.
So, about a little over 5 years ago, 8 years ago, I moved from L.A. And my home group in L.A. was Knuckleheads. And it's a men's stag. And, you know, I missed the meeting and the atmosphere and the people in the meeting and wanted to try and recreate that. So, you know, I asked the secretary back home for the format and decided to start a meeting and you know, find a meeting spot. And you know, ultimately it started in our... me and my wife's living room, and Timur was the first secretary, and really honored to have him. He's had about a year sober.
Yeah, about that. I remember we had the elections across the street from Unity Church at that restaurant, the Pioneer.
Oh yeah, so yeah.
That's like where we did the elections for service positions, and I remember going down there and standing to be service.
Yeah, and so I think the meeting has, you know, certainly endured, you know, my ups and downs, and you know, I really take no credit for the meeting kind of going as long as it did. All I wanted was a, you know, that same sort of atmosphere, and it seems like the meeting's gone through transitions over the years and it's kind of come to that place where there's that it's a very solid meeting.
Yeah, I think what's really interesting, I was driving over here after I got my coffee, and I always think that it's really interesting that, you know, they say there's that like old manner, like that old saying about starting meetings, that the only thing that you need is a resentment and a coffee pot. And I was like, I don't know if that's always true, because that certainly wasn't true in the beginning, right? Yeah. They were just trying to fill a need, you know?
Yeah.
They were trying to fill a need. And I really feel like, you know, here in Honolulu, there are a lot of meetings. But there aren't exactly a lot of, like, men's meetings geared towards a younger crowd with that same sort of excitement that we have in young people's.
Yeah.
And I just felt like it filled a need, like, almost right away. Out of nowhere, there was a regular attendance of like 30 people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like almost immediately, like we filled up that side room in Unity.
Yeah, it was totally filled up.
Like right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the format was really, I think, probably what attracted people, and, you know, the whole randomness of pulling tickets and calling
them
out.
I really like that.
And throwing the giraffe.
Yeah.
The giraffe is still around. I mean, it's almost like a tradition.
Yeah.
You know, it's a kind of defining characteristic of the meeting. So, when the person's time is up, if they go over, they get a pleasant reminder by the giraffe being thrown at them, a stuffed animal.
And I don't know what it's like now, but I know when we first started, there was something distinctly different about this meeting in terms of the like, how serious it took itself, which was not at all.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, men's meetings tend to be, they can be, like, no pun intended, they can be pretty sober, you know, like, where there's a lot of, like, older gentlemen with a lot of time, a lot of wisdom, and they're serious. And this meeting, from the very beginning, was just not like that. There was a lot of younger guys with loud mouths that, like, love to talk crap and just like make plenty of jokes and not take them. There was a lot of crosstalk for a long time. There was a lot of crosstalk.
Mm-hmm.
And like it was just kind of like a younger, like vivacious kind of a experience. It was attractive. It was attractive. It made me want to come, you know?
Yeah, I think over the years to where the meeting has come at now, from, you know, where is that one is upstairs at Unity, to downstairs in the courtyard, it's definitely come into its adulthood. I think that, you know, it still has that fun, that charisma, but it's And I think it's a lot more refined, and we get those young guys that need help, and you know, that it does, it's stood around, so.
The last thing that I want to say is that I really want to honor two guys that came to the meeting regularly that are now dead, and that Tom. When we first started the meeting, Tom was kind of the guy that was coming around, and he was of service, pulling the tickets out of the hat, and now, you know, he died of alcoholism, and so did Bastion, who died a couple years later, and so, I don't know, it just kind of reminds me, when I think of Knuckleheads, I think of those guys, and they didn't, you know, they didn't make it. So I just want to honor them, because any history of the meeting, I think, should include them.
Yeah, I'm just grateful to be a part of it and to kind of stay out of its own way, because if I really stayed involved with it, as typically alcoholics do, and you know, I think it wouldn't still be here. So I'm grateful for the guys that come to the meeting and continue to come. So.